he claimed he was in the Army, and he was based in Tampa, Florida, is where he started from.
How old was he in 2036?
38 years old.
38 years old. So when he came back, he came back around 2000, right?
Correct.
So he was, I guess, his little, he was 2 years old at the same time while he was still here. So somewhere along the line, there was a little two-year-old John Titor running around.
Which is, here's another interesting point. Right now, apparently, there's a lawyer representing John's family in our time just for that reason.
You got to be kidding me.
No. And apparently, this lawyer has also been interviewed in this documentary that Kaku was part of. So there is a young John Titor out there somewhere and his family, and this lawyer apparently is protecting them.
This is a great story.
See, it just gets more bizarre the farther it goes along.
Now, the family was in Florida, then they went to the Midwest, right? To
correct.
The heartland?
The information that we have now is that they moved to Omaha, Nebraska for some reason. And ironically, that was right before Florida got whacked by four hurricanes.
Uh-huh. Maybe he does get involved in the past or the future. Huh?
Well, I suppose he would tell his mom, you know, you might want to leave Florida, at least for a while.
Now, think of this. Think of how strange this would be, Oliver. Here's this. Now he would be what would he be, 6 years old?
Let's see. He was born in 98.
Yeah, he's six or seven years old.
Correct.
Okay, and he's probably not aware of anything in the future, right?
He
doesn't know the John Titor who came back. He didn't meet him. He didn't know any of that. Now, what about the parents, though? Do you think the John Titor who came back in from 2036, do we know if he really made contact with his parents?
He claims that he did. He claims that was one of the first things he did when he got here was he walked up to the front door, knocked on the door, and told him who he was.
Hi, Ma. Hi, Dad.
Yeah. I'm from the future, and I'm your son. And he talked about some of the experiences he had with his parents and the relationship that he had with his young self at the time.
You mean, and even along the way. I guess he would remember things when he was 10 and 15. Yet how would they know that?
I remember now he made a couple of comments about how he had a chance to see how his parents interacted with him as a small boy, and that gave him some insight as to, you know, the type of person he was later in life.
I wonder if he lived with them.
Yeah, I got the impression from reading the post that he did stay with them for a period of time.
What is this paradox we hear about? I saw it in Back to the Future, that if you see yourself, you run into all kinds of problems. I guess that, maybe, I don't know, did that happen to this John Titor?
Apparently not. According to John, if you go back in time and kill your grandfather, it does not affect where you came from. It only affects where you are at the time.
Pretty
so if you were to do that and leave and return, you know, you wouldn't be able to see the results of what you had done.